Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Next, The Future Just Happened by Michael Lewis. When we look at revolutions, we find that the outward acts against the old order are invariably preceded by the disintegration of inward allegiances and loyalties. The images of kings topple before their thrones do. Peter L. Berger, Invitation to Sociology. When internet stocks began their free fall in February 2000, the internet was finally put in its proper place. Everyone at once forgot that the omniscient chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, had said that the internet was changing the economy in ways that even he didn't fully understand. Or that Jack Welch, the CEO of General Electric, the closest thing to a multinational corporate monument, had said that the internet was the most important force to strike the global economy since the Industrial Revolution. Or that the world's largest software company, Microsoft, was still saying that it needed to reinvent itself as an internet business. Or that most large companies, even those that had nothing to do with high technology, were still frantically trying to figure out how to respond to the internet. All of a sudden, the internet was just another technology, less important than the steam engine, the cotton gin, the telegraph, or air conditioning. It was nothing more than a fast delivery service for information. That was what serious people who either had lost a lot of money in the late stages of the internet boom, or more likely failed to make it, like to say now. All the internet does is speed up information. That's all. Marshall McLuhan famously said that new technologies tend to become less visible as they become more familiar. The internet was now proving his point. It was as if some crusty old baron...